90.3 FM. It's CKUT, the Cultural Radio Station. Radio McGill. Blessed love. The messenger. Take it away.
Vision Radio on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal and on www.ckut.ca on the World Wide Web. News, interviews, and music featuring the voices of prisoners, their allies, and supporters. Tune into the Prison Radio Show on the fourth Friday of every month between 11 a.m. and noon, and every second Thursday of the month between 5 and 6 p.m. To get involved in Prison Radio, or if you need to access past programs, email prison@ckut.ca.
Yes, rehabilitation.
I wonder if you know what the word means. Do you? It comes from the Latin root habilis. The definition is to invest again with dignity. You consider that part of your job, Harvey, to give a man back the dignity he once had? Your only interest is in how he behaves. You'll conform to our ideas of how you should behave.
I am not a number. I am a free man.
You were a number. You weren't made. You want to be a human. I wasn't Jim Crow, and hell, I was number 586.
Why do you do a warder's job?
It's a good job. Responsible job. Officers like myself trying to...
Scum.
We're only enforcing the law.
The law. When they hang my husband, is that just?
You're listening to Prison Radio Show's 2021 Funding Drive Show. Woohoo! My name is Yasmin, and I'll be your host for today. Before we get into everything, I'd first like to acknowledge that CKUT is located on unceded Haudenosaunee, Anishinaabeg, Abenaki, and Mohawk territories. The Ganyagahaga Nation is recognized as the custodians of the lands and waters on which we gather and air the show from today. Tshaxake, Montreal is historically known as a gathering place for many First Nations, and today it is home to a diverse population of Indigenous and other peoples. We respect the continued connections with the past, present, and future in our ongoing relationships with Indigenous and other peoples within the Montreal community. On today's show, we will play part of the Solidarity Across Borders press conference from the Free Them All National Day of Action that took place last Saturday, March 20th, 2021, in Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. We will also air a reflection from Christophe, a prisoner who shared a reflection with us on what it is like to be a Black prisoner during COVID. But first, we're going to raise some money for the funding drive. So greetings and salutations to friends and listeners of the Prison Radio Show. Throughout these difficult times, CKUT has remained on the airwaves, and we have a whole lot to celebrate. The 2021 CKUT funding drive, Sowing the Seeds of Grassroots Change, kicked off on Thursday, March 18th, and runs for just two more days until Sunday, March 28th. But you can make a donation right now. I'm asking you to donate to the Prison Radio Show. Visit www.ckut.ca/donate for more information. And be sure to select the Prison Radio Show as the show that you are donating to from the drop-down menu of shows. Or you could call the station at 514-448-4013 to donate, or to donate anytime. Again, you can go to ckut.ca and donate there. So this is the one time of the year that when we ask you, or you can call the station at 514-448-4013 to donate. This is the one time of the year when we ask you, our listeners, to donate to the program and support people-powered radio at CKUT. So why donate? Our show has been covering prisoner struggles throughout the pandemic, and it's been a rough year inside. There have been thousands of cases of COVID-19 in prisons across the country, blatant disrespect of public health procedures by prison administrations and guards, and deaths of prisoners from the virus. There have also been a huge wave of prisoner resistance brought on by intense lockdown conditions in most prisons. By our count, there have been more than 21 hunger strikes in prisons in Canada in the last year. We've been covering news relevant to lockdown prisoners, as well as our support on the outside for their struggles. Check out some of our shows from the past year to learn more if you haven't already. CKUT is the station that keeps us on air, which is super important for us because prisoners don't have access to the internet. Radio is key in this context. Also, if you donate to CKUT, you receive both gifts, so t-shirts, toques, bags, and entries to some amazing grand prizes. And if you note that you are donating for the Prison Radio Show, you will also be eligible to receive a book from Left Wing Books. We also have two copies of False Nationalism, False Internationalism, Class Contradictions in the Armed Struggle by E. Taney and Kaye Serra, just published this month by Chris Plevidib or Left Wing Books, and one copy of Kwasi Balagun's A Soldier's Story, Revolutionary Writings by a New African Anarchist. And that was that's co-published by Chris Plevidib and PM Press. But before I tell you more about the great Prison Radio Show prizes and CKUT merchandise that you can receive depending on how much you donate, we're going to air a voice from among the many voices inside. This insightful reflection comes to us from a prisoner named Christoph. The piece is called How I Feel, and it explores his experiences as a Black prisoner during the pandemic.
This one's called The Way I Feel. I am a 36-year-old Black man that has been incarcerated for 11 years straight. Throughout those years, I have unequivocally concluded that no matter how well behaved I have been throughout my sentence, my captors will never view me as anything but a means to an end, a dollar bill, subhuman, or just frankly, the other. This inhumane prejudice is something I see and feel on a daily basis from the guards, the healthcare staff, the teachers, the parole officers, institutional heads, and even some inmates, for God's sake. I don't want to paint all the above with the same brush, but realistically, they are all complicit. For every good apple, there is a dozen rotten ones. So I think it's fair to say the bad apples ruin the bunch. I feel as though I work harder than most, regardless of my incarcerated circumstances. I have always maintained two jobs throughout my sentence. Over the past 9 years, I have went to school half day and fluctuated a number of prison jobs. Cook, cleaner, woodworker, metal worker, vocational training courses, and etc. For the other half a day, throughout the last... I feel as though I work harder than most, regardless of my incarcerated circumstances. I have always maintained two jobs throughout my sentence over the past 9 years. I have went to school half and fluctuated a number of prison jobs. Cook, cleaner, woodworker, metal worker, vocational training courses, etc. for the other half a day. Throughout the last 7 months, I have been working at the institutional gym 7 nights a week, cleaning and organizing weights for all the inmates, and not to mention all the institutional staff members as well. After I complete my responsibilities at work, I also get math tutoring from a friend 3 to 4 nights a week. I get paid $50 every 2 weeks from my gym job. So let's be clear, I don't work for the money. It's more about the perks from the job. The extra time I get to work out and receiving my math tutoring. Regardless of all the adversity I have been forced to endure over the past 11 years, COVID-19 has certainly heightened tensions for the prison population on many different fronts. Whether it's the lack of movement for an inmate, less yard time, less phone time, no in-person family visits, we're only allowed video visitation, no escorted or unescorted temporary absences, and much more. There's also the fact that most of the staff members that work here are bringing their personal problems to work and using the inmates as some sort of catharsis. There's also the long list of sanitary restrictions that many staff members are not inclined to adhere to. This leaves the inmate population, once again, at the helm of staff mercy. Sometimes we are even forced to quarantine for 14 days just because a staff member says they were in contact with a COVID-positive person from outside the institution. A lot of the time, it turns out to be a false alarm. When this happens, the inmate or inmates is almost always subjected to remaining quarantine/segregation irrespective of the false alarm. As a matter of fact, most times the staff member returns to work days before the inmate is even considered to be released from quarantine. It is impossible for an inmate to introduce COVID-19 to the institution. It can only be brought in by the institutional staff members. Some staff refuse to wear their PPE at all times, and if an inmate dares to say something to them, you can rest assured that that inmate will be subjected to reprisals such as extra cell searches and or trumped up charges, etc. I have somehow, by the grace of God, been fortunate enough to maintain my family and community support while building much more. In the past few years, I have been actively working with a senator, multiple community activists, and some not-for-profit organizations. We all share similar initiatives surrounding prison reform, prison support networking, and inmate release planning. I had previously laid out a realistic release plan for my case management team to no avail. They continuously reiterate the same spiel year after year. And I quote, "You need to be gradually released due to your entrenched criminal values," end quote. And then they tell other inmates, and I quote, "You need to be gradually released because you have been incarcerated for too long and you are now institutionalized," end quote. So on one hand, they tell us we need to do more time in order to be adequately rehabilitated. Yet the more time we do, the more institutionalized we become. Do you see the theme here? To be frank, all that talk is just that, talk. Inmates are a business, a means to an end. Inmates pay their bills, so why would they want to let their money go? Even though I have exhibited the necessary changes to warrant my release, the parole officers and the parole boards operate with a level of impunity that most lay people in the free world would not be able to fathom. My release plan was accepted by an open transition house. This essentially means that the transition house, or halfway house, that accepted me viewed me as a minimal risk to society. Yet the parole board denied me essentially because they could. Using erroneous information and citing past criminal cases I was once charged with, irrespective of the fact that all those charges were eventually withdrawn through a court of law. When I challenged the parole board's decision, I was told by the parole board appeal division that a parole board can use any information that was ever before the courts, whether a conviction was made or not. Crazy, huh? Where is the justice in that? Court acquits me for trumped up charges, crooked cops laid on me, only to have those same withdrawn charges utilized against me multiple times in the future. Throughout all of this, I have consistently maintained my respect for my captors, regardless of how they treat me and how I feel as a result. Throughout all of this, I have consistently maintained my respect for my captors, regardless of how they treat me and how I feel as a result of that treatment. Sometimes, if a guard or institutional staff member does something simple, like respect the sanitary measures or respond promptly to a written request I've made, I find myself thanking them and feeling tremendously appreciative for this fundamental action, which is literally their jobs. I remember asking myself a while back, why do you overly thank these people for doing their jobs? Especially knowing the fact that their job entails keeping you in prison. That's when I realized I was exhibiting symptoms associated with Stockholm Syndrome. I was also able to make a correlation between colonialism and prison from the perspective of the oppressed. The similarities are eye-opening. Prison is essentially modern-day slavery. What other large institutions do you know that pay their workers ranging from $1 a day to $6.90 a day maximum before taxes? Facts. And not to mention the markup that CSC makes for products made on the backs of desperate inmates that have no other options for adequate survival. To illustrate my version of facts, I challenge anyone reading The Way I Feel to research the prison cork and industries, and that should be enough to drop their jaws. There is an abundance of reasons for my thoughts surrounding this subject. Maybe I will elaborate through my upcoming post. Let me know what topics you all want me to delve into. Real talk from a real inmate doing real time in a real systemic racist system.
For those of you just tuning in, you are listening to the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM and www.ckut.ca. A big shout out to Christoph for putting together the reflection we just aired that shared with us all the harrowing experience of what it is like to be a Black man incarcerated for 11 years, as well as during the pandemic. Christoph had asked if there are topics that you would like him to share on in future pieces. Please share those topics with us that you're interested in hearing about on our Twitter at Prison Radio Show or on our listener comment line at 438-337-8423 or by email at prison@ckut.ca. And Christoph, please continue to tune in and create pieces for the show. We are looking for a radio edit of the track you requested on our listener comment line. So hopefully we'll play that for you on our next show. To all of our listeners, keep those song requests coming in our listener comment line at 438-337-8423. So Prison Radio Show is giving away some really informative and critical books as prizes to our listeners who donate during the funding drive. So before I get into the titles, I just want to repeat to you that you can go in to donate at ckut.ca/donate and be sure to check select Prison Radio Show as the show in the drop-down menus that you are donating to. Or you can call the station at 514-448-4013 to donate. And this is the one time of the year when we're asking you to donate. Okay. So I want to tell you a little bit about the merchandise that you can get from CKUT if you donate. And before I do that, I'll just want to tell you a little bit more about the funding drive. So it's the most important fundraiser for CKUT of the year, and it's for 10 days that we ask listeners and programmers to show their support and commitment for the station, for independent campus and community broadcasting in Montreal. And during the funding drive, there's lots of different kinds of programming. And this year, the drive is happening remotely. There's pre-recorded shows and live shows. And I want to remind all of our listeners that CKUT's content is neither controlled nor influenced by corporate or government interest, so we can all feel proud about that. And rather, CKUT's programming is determined by its listeners and the members of its community. Creating diverse, grassroots, and accessible media is especially important in the current landscape of mainstream media, where the majority of media outlets are controlled by a small number of corporations. Independent media outlets such as CKUT ensure a diversity of information and voices. A pledge to CKUT is a small price to pay for the benefits it offers to our culture, city, and society. And just to give you an idea of what the funds are used for, building rent and utilities like electricity, internet, telephone, renting the broadcast tower and transmitter so that we can get all this programming out to you, new equipment and equipment repairs, our gear, which is used by hundreds of volunteers, is always wearing out, and there's also a lot of gear that we wish we had. There's also miscellaneous expenses like turntable needles, postage, office supplies, promo materials, and what's really important are the salaries of CKUT's six full-time staff and two part-time staff. And without these folks, this station would likely be in complete disarray. So now I'm going to get to the information about the merchandise that I've been telling you about. So there's different pledge levels and incentives. And as a thank you to our listeners who pledge, we offer gifts as incentives. We have custom screened CKUT t-shirts, bags, and toques. Individual shows may also have gifts to offer, like ours, PRS. We do have gifts to offer. I'm going to talk about those soon. They're books from Curtis Blebib, and also known as Left Wing Books. Okay, there's going to be a grand prize draw at the end of the funding drive, in which all paid pledges of $60 or more will be entered. So if you want to know more about the 2021 grand prize draw, head to ckut.ca/prize for updates. And now, for $30, you get one entry into the grand prize draw. For $60, you get one 2021 t-shirt plus one entry into the grand prize draw. For $90, you get one 2021 t-shirt and a bag plus a toque. For $90, you get one 2021 t-shirt plus a bag plus one entry into the grand prize draw. And for $120, you get one 2021 t-shirt plus a bag plus a toque plus two entries into the grand prize draw. For $240 or $20 a month, you get three entries into the grand prize draw and you get three 2021 gifts. And for $480, which works out to $40 a month, you would get four entries into the grand prize draw plus three 2021 gifts. Custom 2020 gifts to choose from. There's some left over from 2020, so there's t-shirts, toques, and a tote bag. For those of you just tuning in, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM and www.ckut.ca. Today is our funding drive show, and it's really important to support independent media. This is the most important fundraising event of the year, and the funding drive this year, the theme is called Sowing the Seeds of Grassroots Change, and it already started on Thursday, March 18th, and it's going until Sunday, so you have two more days to make your donation. So this year, the station's goal is $25,000, and we know that this past year has been challenging for everyone. However, so far, our programmers have been super resilient and continue to adapt to the remote circumstances of operation. I know everyone at Prison Radio Show has been doing the shows remotely from their homes or live broadcast from their homes or going to demos and getting audio and sharing those or doing interviews with folks over Zoom and then airing them. So we've been very creative in how to get these pieces out and also trying to really air voices of those inside, as we just heard from Christoph, who is a prisoner who sent us a piece that we just aired today. Also, we want to stress that CKUT is a freeform radio station that highlights under and misrepresented voices and perspectives. And this is hashtag 30 years forward. So help us keep community radio thriving in Montreal. Donate online at ckut.ca or call at 514-448-4013. And I want to say we've already reached, so our goal, the station's goal is $25,000 for this year's funding drive. It's usually higher, but we made it a bit less because of COVID. We've already reached $18,000. $18,030. So we've reached our goal by 72%. So we just need you and whoever's listening to help us reach the rest of our goal in these last 2 days. So today, and we have Saturday and Sunday. Now I want to tell you about the great prizes that you can receive from Prison Radio Show that you'll be eligible to receive if you make a donation today. And I want to give a shout out to Carl at Left Wing Books for making these amazing donations of books for the funding drive prizes for our listeners. So this is to help, like I said, CKUT keep the lights on and pay staff and to keep our programming flowing to those on the inside who don't have access to the internet but can and do tune into our show and who are probably listening now on the FM dial at 90.3 FM. So out of the prizes that we have, I can tell you that we have two copies of a book that was just recently published by Kjer Spletebib at Left Wing Books. So it's called False Nationalism, False Internationalism, Class Contradictions in the Armed Struggle, and that's by E. Tani and K.A. Serra. That was just published this month. And also we have a copy of Kwasi Belagoon's A Soldier's Story, Revolutionary Writings by a New African Anarchist. And that's co-published by Curtis Spletebib and PM Press. It's co-published by Curtis Spletebib and PM Press. So I want to tell you a little bit about that book. I will tell you about Kwasi Belagoon's A Soldier's Story, Revolutionary Writings by a New African Anarchist. Kwasi Balogun was a participant in the Black liberation struggle from the 1960s until his death in prison in 1986, a member of the Black Panther Party and defendant in the infamous Panther 21 case. Balogun went underground with the Black Liberation Army, the BLA, captured and convicted of various crimes against the state. He spent much of the 1970s in prison, escaping twice. After each escape, he went underground and resumed BLA activity. Balogun was unusual for his time in several ways. He combined anarchism with Black nationalism. He broke the rules of sexual and political conformity that surrounded him. He took up arms against the white supremacist state, all the while never shying away from developing his own criticisms of the weaknesses within the movements. His eloquent trial statements and political writings, as much as his poetry and excerpts from his prison letters, are all testimony to a sharp and iconoclastic revolutionary who was willing to make hard choices and fully accept the consequences. Balogun was captured for the last time in December 1981, charged with participating in an armored truck expropriation in West Nyack, New York, an action in which two police officers and a money courier were killed. Convicted and sentenced to life imprisonment, he died of an AIDS-related illness on December 13th, 1986. So again, shout out to Carl for making these donations, and let's please have you all calling our number and going online at ckut.ca/donate to make a donation. And I'll read you the phone number again. It is, you can call the station and staff will answer the phone. And if not, you can leave a message with your information and people will call you back right away or shortly. The phone number at the station for you to call today to make your donation is 514-448-4013. Again, I'll repeat it again, 514-448-4013. So please take out your cell phone and call this number, 514-448-4013. Like I said, we've reached 72% of our goal, but to get to the rest, we need your help and your friends' helps and anyone else who is listening. Please share and spread the word. PRS, and you can specify that you'd like to donate to the Prison Radio Show. So again, you can also go online to donate at ckut.ca/donate. And I want to give a shout out to some of our listenership who have already made a donation. So they were part of what have built up to leading the station to 72% already being fulfilled. And their names are Darren Muse for $250, David Leconte, $250, Vicky Chartrand, $125, Laura McElhinney at $65. And like I said, if you donate to the show, if you donate to the funding drive during our show, you can specify it's Prison Radio Show. And if you do, you'll be eligible for the book I just mentioned. And there are two other books, which I'm going to tell you about right now. So there's a newly released book by Margaret Schiller. It's newly released in English. So it's by PM Press called Remembering the Armed Struggle, My Time with the Red Army Faction. Schiller was involved in the RAF in Germany and served 75 months in prison for being part of that organization. So in 1971, she was captured and charged with a murder she did not commit. Upon her release, she returned to the underground, being captured again in early 1974. She would spend most of the 1970s in prison and during isolation conditions meant to break the human spirit, and participating hunger strikes and other acts of resistance along with other political prisoners from the RAF. In Remembering the Armed Struggle, Schiller recounts the process through which she joined her generation's revolts in the 1960s, going from work with drug users to joining the anti-psychiatry political organization, to the Socialist Patients Collective, and then the RAF, and how she learned the details of the May Offensive and other actions while in her prison cell, about the struggles to defend human dignity and in the most degraded of environments, and the relationships she forged with other women in prison. Also included are a foreword by Anne Hansen, who situates the draconian prison conditions inflicted on the RAF
within the context of a global counterinsurgency program that would help spawn the plague of mass incarceration that we still face today. And exciting news for our listeners, we are in the process of setting up an interview with her, with Margaret Schiller, that should air in April or May. So we want to continue bringing you quality programming with minimal advertising. Even though the show is free to listen to, it runs on volunteer labor, well-used equipment, and administrative keep-up, and salaries for staff members. It costs a lot to run the community radio station, so every year we turn to our listeners for community support. Please head to ckut.ca/donate to help us grow more groundbreaking radio on the dial. Thanks for the support. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Prison Radio Show at CKUT 90.3 FM and www.ckut.ca. And I want to reiterate that if you're on your phone, please take out your phone and call 514-448-4013. So you can make your donation to help keep Prison Radio Show going, as well as keep CKUT, the campus community radio station that we host our show on, to keep going and to keep supporting our staff, programmers, and updating all of our equipment and paying all of our bills to keep everything going. Lastly, the last book I'd like to share with you a description of was also a donation from Carl. So shout out again to Carl at Curtis Blah Blah Boob. And it's called, so yes, we want to give a shout out to Carl from Left Wing Books, who donated this. It's called False Nationalism, False Internationalism, Class Contradictions in the Armed Struggle. And want to give a shout out again to Carl from Left Wing Books for donating these amazing titles to us. So this is the third book. I had mentioned the title before. Now I'm going to tell you a little bit more about it, and you're going to be eligible to get this amazing book if you make a donation to our funding drive. Again, you can go to ckut.ca/funding drive, or you can call us at 514-448-4013, and you can leave a message. A staff member should answer, or if they don't, just leave a message and they'll call you back shortly to get your information. So this is the last book, or the third book that I wanted to mention. It's called False Nationalism, False Internationalism, Class Contradictions in the Armed Struggle. It is written by E. Tanney and K.A. Sarah, and it's just recently published from Karis Bledidub, and it's also known as Left Wing Books. So this is what it's about. This study is a radically different investigation into one of the most critical and least understood zones of revolutionary work, the struggle for solidarity between the left and an oppressor nation, and rebellions against that nation from the oppressed. In other words, the difficult solidarity between colonizers and colonial subjects continued now in perhaps even more chaos in the dusky end time of imperialist neocolonialism. This work explores political questions of pro-capitalist classes and opportunism, of Eurocentrism and settler colonial privilege between peoples and organizations trying to guide revolutionary armed struggle. That sounds like an incredible read. And so I urge everyone to make a donation by going to ckut.ca/funding drive or calling the station at 514-448-4013 to make a donation to help us keep this amazing programming flowing into prisons through our FM dial, radio station 90.3 FM, and also for supporting and airing the voices of those on the inside and the struggles that they face, including hunger strikes and being ravaged by COVID-19, among many other oppressions that go on and continue through the carceral system in so-called Canada. So please get out your cell phone and dial 514-448-4013 and help us reach our goal. This is the last few days. We're in the final stretch of our funding drive of CKUT for 2021. And we are very close to reaching our goal of $25,000. So we've reached it by 72%. So we just have a bit more to go. So we need everyone that's listening to donate what you can. It doesn't have to be a lot. It can be whatever is doable for you. It could be a one-time donation or a smaller monthly donation. And like I said before, there's a lot of merchandise. I had gone over it earlier in the broadcast. So there's t-shirts, toques, tote bags. And so depending on your pledge levels, so I'll just read them out really quickly again. There's $30 for one entry into the grand prize draw, $60 for one 2021 t-shirt, and one entry into the grand prize draw. If you want more information about the grand prize draw, head to ckut.ca/prizes. $90 will get you one 2021 t-shirt plus a bag plus one entry into the grand prize draw. $120 will get you one t-shirt from this year, a bag and a toque, and two entries into the grand prize draw. $240 or $20 a month will get you three entries into the grand prize draw and plus three 2021 gifts. As well, $480 or $40 a month will get you four entries into the grand prize draw plus three 2021 gifts. That could be a t-shirt, a bag, a toque, or any combination of those. There's also custom 2020 gift items to choose from, t-shirts, toques, and tote bags. Next up, we will air part of the Solidarity Across Borders press conference from the Free Them All National Day of Action that took place last Saturday, March 20th, 2021, in Toronto, Ottawa, and Montreal. So Saturday, March 20th, 2021 marks 1 year since the first COVID-19 cases linked to Canadian prisons were detected, a few days after a contract worker at the Southwest Detention Center and a staff member at the Toronto South Detention Center tested positive for the coronavirus. The first Canadian prisoner case of COVID-19 was detected at the Toronto South Detention Center. Nearly 7,000 cases of COVID-19 amongst prisoners and prison staff have been reported since. Despite calls to action, jurisdictions have failed to adequately depopulate human caging sites to reduce the spread of COVID-19 behind and beyond prison walls. Conditions inside jails and prisons across the country, including Ontario, Quebec, and across the country, continue to worsen with the frequent imposition of segregation-like conditions, leaving prisoners fearful as a potential third wave of COVID looms.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to today's rally to demand freedom for all prisoners. Bonjour tout le monde et bienvenue à ce rassemblement aujourd'hui pour revendiquer la libération de tous les prisonniers et prisonnières. Nous sommes ici aujourd'hui dans le cadre d'une journée nationale d'action pour dénoncer les prisons. Des actions ont lieu aujourd'hui à Toronto, à Ottawa et d'un océan à l'autre. Aujourd'hui marque l'anniversaire du premier cas de COVID-19 en prison. Depuis, il y a eu plus de 6700 cas de COVID-19 liés aux prisons, dont 4791 prisonniers. So we're here today as part of a National Day of Action to denounce prisons. Actions are taking place today in Toronto, in Ottawa, and from coast to coast. Today marks the anniversary of the first COVID-19 case in prison. Since then, there's been more than 6,700 COVID-19 cases linked to prisons, among them 4,791 prisoners. On a local level, just down the street from here, the FTC Multi has been the site of the largest COVID-19 outbreak during the first wave, and also the first prisoner death here in Canada. Detainees in LeClaire, which is a provincial women's prison located just next to the site of the new migrant prison, have also been calling attention to the horrendous conditions that they've been facing. At Bordeaux Prison on the island of Montreal, last month the entire prison faced lockdowns after 125 prisoners contracted COVID-19. With prisoners confined to their cells for 23 to 24 hours a day. So here at the Laval Migrant Prison, this last month has witnessed a COVID-19 outbreak with at least three detainees testing positive. Detainees have spoken out about the conditions they're facing, including poor ventilation, an inability to social distance, constant exposure to the virus through the coming and going of guards, as well as the use of solitary confinement as a misguided strategy to contain the spread of the virus. In response, a group of seven detainees launched a courageous hunger strike for over 5 days. While the strike has ended now, their demands for release remain as urgent as ever. So the last year has shown us very clearly that prisons and systemic racism are public health crises. Whether they're in immigration detention centers, in federal prisons, or in provincial facilities, the only way to contain the virus is to free all detainees. Alors, cette dernière année nous a montré que les prisons et le racisme systémique sont en crise de santé publique. Que ce soit en centre de détention, dans prisons fédéraux ou dans les établissements provinciaux, la seule façon de contenir le virus, c'est de libérer tous les détenus. Nous sommes ici aujourd'hui en tant que membres de Solidarité sans frontières, du groupe anticarcéral, du groupe Soignons la justice sociale, ainsi que Black Lives Matter et Human Rights Watch, pour dénoncer les prisons et revendiquer les conditions qui s'en vont avec, ainsi que de demander la libération de tous les prisonniers. So we're here today as members of Solidarity Across Borders of the anti-carceral group Black Lives Matter and Human Rights Watch to denounce prisons, the health conditions and consequences that they bring, as well as to demand freedom for all detainees. Nous allons commencer en présentant un enregistrement de la part de Milena, qui est présentement détenue ici au centre, au prison pour migrants à Laval. So we're going to start by playing a testimony from Milena, who is currently a detainee here at the Laval Migrant Prison. Hello, to whom it may concern. I have been detained at the Laval Center for 1 month and 4 days, and for this reason, I am physically and mentally ill. I don't eat anything. I drink sugary water because the food we are given here is inedible. Nobody should stay here. The living conditions are terrible. There is no good hygiene. There is mold in the bathrooms. The water you drink comes from the toilet sink or the toilet bowl or the sink. The rooms are not even clean. The towels are stained with blood. We wear the same mask for 3 weeks. We want our freedom. Some of the people watching us have flu-like symptoms and are taking off their masks. There are already 4 people infected. I am asthmatic and this is a non-ventilated place. I feel really stressed out. I'm being watched 24 hours a day and they won't even let me sleep. We know we're not in our homes, but no one deserves to be in a place like this where we become mentally ill. It's not fair. Locking up someone for so long is not necessary to resolve their situation. Please, we ask that we be considered and that we be given a solution quickly. We demand to be freed as soon as possible. Nous allons maintenant entendre un témoignage de la part de Maria Perez, qui est aussi détenue ici au prison pour migrants à Laval. So next we're going to hear from Maria Perez, who is also a detainee here at the Laval Migrant Prison. So just to translate, hello, my name is Maria Perez. Being an immigrant in a country as free as Canada, where in immigration centers the solution is to have a lawyer who does not answer your calls, without wanting to generalize. It is living the uncertainty of not knowing what is going on without having friends or family to turn to, and where the requirement to be released is to know someone with proper papers who will vouch for you. And if you don't, then you have to wait 30 days or more. All of this without understanding the language. And wait for the day they decide to send you back, but there are no flights. It's worse. It's nerve-wracking. It's exhausting when our only mistake is trying to reunite with our families. I can only ask that my migratory status be regularized and that I can continue my life. I hope that we will be heard as well as all these injustices. We are not perfect people and have made mistakes, but we are human beings. I would like to see a regular status granted to all people deprived of their freedom. Status for all. Nous allons maintenant céder la parole à Wendy Joanne Barito, who's a member of the anti-carceral group. Please welcome Wendy Joanne Barito, who's a member of the anti-carceral group.
Hello, everybody. I'll try to translate word for word from English to French, but my memory's not that good. Hi, my name is Joanne Wendy Barito. I'm presently serving a life sentence. I've been out since 2018. Started my advocacy within the walls of Joliette. Literally had to transfer out of Joliette to FBI to be able to get out of jail because action without consequences does not exist in a prison justice system. And we see it because everybody wants to be anonymous just so there's no repercussions. So And this is the same case when it comes to COVID. A lot of inmates have actually called out and been retaliated against for speaking their voice of what was happening inside of federal systems with COVID-19. People were taking their phone privileges out just because they talked to media in a three-way conferences, which is absolutely ridiculous. We have inmates at Ensemble that are forced to take COVID-19 tests, or else they'll be put in quarantine. And once they take the test and tested negative, they still have to go through a 14-day quarantine. So either way, they're in quarantine. They got 30 hours regimes in some institutions where they're in their cell for 30 hours. Once one person is suspected of having COVID tests, they're automatically, the whole sector is put into quarantine indeterminately. Visits in some institutions do not exist. Phone call privileges has been reduced. So just trying to get in contact with your lawyer or family member is complicated. They have time slots. It's no longer a right now. It's practically a privilege. Disinfectant products are sometimes non-existent. Areas are not disinfected or clean. It's left up to the inmates to do that, and sometimes they don't even have the products to do that. So already being incarcerated is hard. You're taken away from your nations, you're taken away from your community, you're taken away from your family and put into an area to serve a sentence, which is your punishment, if you will, if I can use that word. And then once you're inside, you keep on being punished. I mean, how many times do you need to get punished for a thing? I mean, you're already taken away from everything that you know. Everything is surveilled. You're checked every 2 hours. And then once you're in there, they keep punishing you again. And if you have the temerity to voice your opinions, to put grievances that usually take 3 years to be completed, then you're retaliated against. I spent a week being woken up at night every 2 hours because I had put a grievance in through one of the guards, and their friends didn't like that, so they were kicking on my door every 2 hours. Practically, well, what's lack of sleep? I totally broke down. And this happens all the time in different ways. So imagine spending a year in your bathroom. Take the tub away, replace your tub by bed. You got your counter and you got your toilet, and that's your life for a year. You rarely get out of there. You don't get any human contact, or hardly any. No, I don't like to generalize. You hardly get any human contact. You don't get out of there. You can't phone as you will. You're not getting visits. We, outside, we find it hard being in our houses, you know, with some human contact, with Zoom meetings, with our phones, with our televisions, right? Imagine that not taking it away. Bathroom, TV, that's it. Try doing it for 2 days. I challenge you to stay in your bathroom for 2 days. Not talking to anybody, and see how you feel about that. So this is how we're treating our inmates right now. I'm going to end by, I always end by this. I do lectures in university, and this is what I say. I said every inmate eventually is going to leave the prison system, right? And there are eventually, they're going to go out. They're going to be somebody's neighbor, right? So who do you want as your neighbor? Do you want somebody that's been treated humanely, you know, that's been shown compassion, that's been shown the good side of humanity, that is not angry? Or do you want somebody that's been treated almost like an animal? Hey, you know, no respect as your neighbor. Just think about it. Je vais vous laisser en disant ça. Je dis, chaque personne. Thank you.
Nous allons, merci beaucoup, Wendy. Nous allons maintenant céder la parole à Mocha Dawkins. Elle est une militante noire trans et combattante pour la liberté. We're now going to open the floor to Mocha Dawkins, who is a black trans freedom fighter and community activist.
take too much of your time. I'm just glad to be here with everyone today, you know what I'm saying?
We know it's cold. Hey, everyone.
What I just want to bring to your attention is the fact that we have the federal government looking at the history of Canada and issuing out apologies to refugees, such as the refusal of the Jewish. Yeah, so just as the Jewish refugees came in 1939 and got refused, we stand here today and we recognize Canada's refusal to migrants. We stand here and we see that we are not moving forward in the progression of equality. When we turn around and we think that we have different embassies all over the world, as people have embassies in this country, and yet before they offer them a proper civil privilege to get the proper assistance from the embassies, they turn around and incarcerate them. They show them the disgusting side of Canada. And this is something that the government can no longer apologize for, because they do nothing to repair the situation. It takes us, civil citizens of Canada, to recognize the ignorance of our own country and to come together and organize events like these to get the word out to people who are supposed to be our leaders. This is something that has to change. We are the generation of change. I'm from the 90s. I don't know about y'all. You know, I was born in 1990. You know what I'm saying? And I was told when I was growing up that we were the future. That we were here and that we were supposed to make a better future. But how can we make a better future when we still live in the past? So that's a little type of recognition that I want to bring today. The type of hope that I hope these people get to feel today, even though they don't know that we're actually out here. Some of them don't know we're out here for them. I hope leaders actually listen to what's being said, to take into account the civil responsibility that the citizens are taking upon themselves and the care and the compassion that we are exhibiting. And I hope that they implement that into their ethical practices when they look into how they allow people to come into this country. The one thing that I want to say is Trudeau had gave how much money in aid to different countries over different things. And he knows, he understands that, he understands that people are fleeing poverty, people are fleeing violence. But yet, the same people who are fleeing these things, he subjects them to this type of treatment. He makes Canada no better. He makes us all look disgusting. And with that being said, I just pray that, you know, our voices are being heard and we don't have to gather like this and organize these type of events no more. So may equality happen for all.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM or www.ckut.ca. You're listening to the Prison Radio Show, and it's your lucky day. You've tuned in for our once a year 2021 PRS Funding Drive Show. And if you were just listening, what we were airing is part of a press conference from Solidarity Across Borders, from the part of the Free Them All National Day of Action that took place in Montreal last Saturday, March 20th. There were also actions that happened in Toronto and Ottawa, but this was aired from the Montreal action, and it was to commemorate the first year since the first COVID-19 case linked to Canadian prisons was detected. So, welcome to the funding drive. This is our annual funding drive. It's the first time that we're holding our drive with the building closed to the public. It started on the 18th. It's going until the 28th, which means that you have today, tomorrow, and Sunday to make a donation. We invite you to support community-based, independent grassroots media to reach our goal for this year's funding drive of $25,000 by making a donation. We're taking donations on CKUT.ca as well as mail-in donations. I'd like to give everyone the address for the mail-in donations if you want to mail in a check. So the address of CKUT is CKUT 3647 Rue University, Montreal, QC H3A2B3. So pledges can be paid in checks, Visa debit, Visa, MasterCard, or PayPal. You could also call 514-448-4013 and just donate over the phone right now. So I urge you to get out your cell phone and dial the number 514-448-4013. Or you could conversely go to our website and go to ckut.ca/donate, and there you'll be able to choose the amount you would like to donate. You'd also get to select Prison Radio Show from the drop-down menu of shows so that we know that it's one of our listeners that made a donation. Each show is keeping track of how much our listeners are donating. And if you're just tuning in, then you may not have heard about the amazing prizes and gifts. So if you donate to Prison Radio Show during this funding drive, you're eligible to receive a book. We've mentioned several of the books that Left Wing Books has donated. There's some really great titles. And also, there's a lot of different merchandise. So depending on how much you decide to give, you might be eligible to get a grand prize draw entry or to get a 2021 t-shirt. You can also, if you want to check out more information about the prizes and about the 2021 grand prize draw, head to ckut.ca/prizes to see which gifts we offer as incentives to those who pledge. So I want to make it really clear as well, the reason it's so important for specifically Prison Radio Show to keep radio going, to keep the station going, to keep the show going, is because prisoners don't have access to the internet. So while many other people could or may be tuning in from www.ckut.ca, people on the inside actually tune in on the dial radio on 90.3 FM. So this helps us to keep us on the air, keep it accessible to prisoners, and let us air voices of those on the inside to other folks on the inside for encouragement and to share their struggles and strife and to get the word out about what's actually going on inside. Because we, as we know, mainstream media doesn't publicize that at all and doesn't talk about things like the National Day of Action or many of the hunger strikes that take place. And it would be really hard to hear voices like Christoph's that we aired earlier today on the show. So if you believe in prison radio and you believe in independent media, please do take out your phone and give us a call at 514-448-4013 or go to ckut.ca/donate. We, like I said earlier, we've reached 72% of our goal for this year. Our goal was $25,000. So we've already received or have $18,000 pledged. So we just need that last push for these last few days. So please, whatever you can give is appreciated, whether small or large, whether one-time donation or monthly. Please help us to continue highlighting under and misrepresented voices and perspectives for another 30 years. And if... Thank you so much for tuning in to Prison Radio Show's once a year 2021 funding drive show for CKUT. You've been listening to the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM, 91.7 on cable, and www.ckut.ca. The next Prison Radio Show will air on Thursday, April 8th at 5 p.m. If you have any questions on anything that you've heard on today's show, or if you wish to be involved with the show, feel free to contact us at prison@ckut.ca. Formerly incarcerated people are encouraged to participate. Folks can also leave us a message on our new listener comment line at 438-337-8423. If you're in prison, and I'll say that again, the new listener comment line is 438-337-8423. If you are in prison, we encourage you to participate in the show in any way possible. So, yes, you could also write us a letter, although it's preferred to have a message on the listener comment line because the station is closed and we haven't been accepting mail. But since there will be mail coming in from the funding drive, feel free to write us at The Prison Radio Show or simply write PRS, care of CKUT, 3647 University Street, Montreal, Quebec, H3A2B3. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today, and I want to thank all of our listeners that have donated already in the days leading up to today, to the show during the funding drive, and to all of you that have so generously reached into your wallets and to your bank accounts to help keep the station afloat and to help independent media thrive and grassroots content and programming continue to flow inside and beyond the prison walls. So thank you for tuning into the Prison Radio Show on CKUT 90.3 FM. My name is Yasmin. I've been your host for today. Please stay tuned.
Afternoon, you're tuned to Butcher T's Noontime Cuts, hitting every Friday from noon to 2, playing your wide variety of music just to make your afternoon delight just right. So stay locked into CKT 90.3 FM.